lost in space, racing that moon, climbing a wall of a hurricane. Still overall, I can't complain. All I wanted was one chance to let freedom ring. I said I'd have to get a permit, a bunch of tags and everything. I never made it through the red tape. I got this paper hat. Got a job working weekdays. You want fries with that? I got nothing to lose. There's nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't complain. I was talking with my girlfriend. Told her I was stressed. Said I'm going off the deep end. She said, God, for once, give it a rest. We're all waiting in the dugout, thinking we ought to pitch. How you gonna throw the shutout if all you do is pitch? I got nothing to lose. There's nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't come. Now I've got a brand new dance. I need one more shot. Just need one last chance. You know I won't get caught. Won't make my last stand. And this time I can't be bought. Then again, on the other hand, how much have you got? Nothing new. The law of place, the law of tune, so lost in space, racing my moon, climbing the wall, a hurricane, still overall. All the time, I like it so much, but I have to do it now for another month or so. But it was a good thing because I never had a goal in my whole life. That was my only goal. It's like, I'm never going to have a goal. Fuck that. I'm never going to let anybody talk me into stopping what I'm doing to write down some other shit to do later. I'm already doing something. Yeah, just the other morning, I was hanging around in my house. That new book with all those pictures of Madonna naked in it when it was new, and I was checking it out. She said a friend of mine came through the door. She said she'd never pegged me for a scumbag before. She said she didn't ever want to see me anymore, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an old right guy. Now I know I've smoked a lot of weed in my time. You already mentioned it. Ain't like I went on TV and tore up a picture of the Pope like Sinead O'Connor did that time. I know I get wild. I know I get drunk. But it ain't like I've got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. My old man used to call me a no good punk. And I still don't know why. I think I'm alright, God. Think I'm alright, God. God knows I try, and I think I'm all right, God, oh, I think I'm all right. Just the other night, you know, these cops pulled me over outside of a bar. They turned on their lights, and they said, hey, old timer, we're going to have to ask you to step out of that car. I was only kidding when I called them a couple of dicks. Still they made me do the stupid human tricks. Now I'm stuck in this jail with a bunch of dumb hicks. And I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. Think I'm an alright guy. Just wanna live till I gotta die. I know I ain't perfect, but God knows I try. I don't feel guilty about it. I wasn't under the influence of anything other than older age. But I'll tell you, man, just about 2 months before the accident, somebody had suggested that I try meditation. So I looked it up, and I've been doing it the whole time. I noticed. They had a goal though, and I thought that was I never thought that was my own goal. But when I got in that accident, I realized that I had achieved that goal without even having it. Because that car hit the water and was going about 50 miles an hour, sort of spinning around a circle, and I was like, well, I wish it would stop doing this. But when it did stop doing that, it was going real fast toward a brick wall, like an embankment on the side of a highway. And I thought, oh boy, here this goes, you know. And I knew it wasn't going to be good, but I swear, and that's why I brought this up, I swear I was overwhelmed with this feeling. Hand to God, I'm heading towards this big, huge wall, and I think to myself, nah. I didn't even know I had a goal, you know. Turns out I'm really good at meditating. Give me a chance to sing. I've been doing this for a long time. I still fucking love it so much. And I always like to say before I sing too many songs that I will be sharing my opinions with you. I'm not sharing them with you because I think they're smart or because I think people should know them. I share them because they rhyme. I don't come down here to change anybody's mind about shit all. I come down here to ease my own mind about everything. Barely finished high school, smoked more dope before 9 a.m. than most people do all day. If you learn something at this show, man, that is your fault. You know? Empress. Right-wing Republican, straight-line American males. Gay-bashing, black-fearing, war-fighting, tree-killing, regional leaders of sales. Shirt tucked in a frat house and kick-tapping, back-slapping, hater of hippies like me. Tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, porn-watching, lazy-ass hippies like me. Tree-hugging, peace-loving, pro-choice and gay wedding, widespread panic-digging hippies like me. Skin color blinded, conspiracy minded protesters of corporate greed. We who have nothing, and most likely will till we all end up locked up in jails. By conservative Christian, right wing Republican, straight white American male. Diamonds and dolls, boys and girls. Living together in two separate worlds, following leaders of mountain of shame, looking for someone to blame. I know who I like to blame. Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male. Saving, flag waving, rush loving, lamp paving, personal friends to the quails. Remember the quails? By diligently working so hard to keep the free reins of this democracy. From tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, barefoot and folk singing, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, hard working American jam band, lead singing hippies like me.
Share with everybody. If you got a second, this will probably just take the rest of the time. Then I'll do beer run, and then I'll do that, a beer run again. And... No, this is important to me, though, that people know this, because I've been doing this for a long time, and I love doing this, except for when I'm talking and someone yells at me to talk about something else immediately. That's always sort of feeling hurtish. Yeah, but I can take it. I'm an older guy. Now, I was asked not long ago, somebody said, what do you do when you're not doing folk music, you know? Which I do like this a lot, so when I'm home, I just sit around and do this thing. It's embarrassing when there's no one there and you're talking like this, but no one sees it, so who gives a shit, you know? But I was when I first got this job in folk music, you know, more than any other type of music, if you're not the best singer in the world or the best guitar player in the world, but you can rhyme shit, you can get the folk singer job, you know? And I can rhyme like a door hinge orange. Everyone says that orange is so hard, door hinge. Oh, got it, no problem. And so when I got my audition to make an album, I sang in my songs and nobody said, hey, great singing or great guitar playing. They just said, those words are good. And you can make an album. So immediately I started really getting into words, and when I'm just sitting around, I like to read what other people write or listen to other people's words or just anything someone writes. I like to check it out, you know. But sometimes I'll get frustrated or jealous or something and I will want to take time off, you know. And so I found I would listen to music that didn't have words, because I start thinking the alphabet's a hoax, you know. I get so frustrated sometimes, and I think it might be, I don't know that I think anything good ever really came of it, you know. And I listen to Booker T and the MGs, and it's a real palate cleanser, and it makes me feel like, oh, that's music, you know. And then I was listening to this, I fell into this a little over a decade ago. There was a band I've loved for a long time called Widespread Panic. Yeah. And I like the songs. They have stories. So I have all kinds of songs. But when I went to see their concert, I came up over the hill to see it, and it was just this throbbing mass. You could smell it from the top of the hill. It was like if the Mansons had never done anything wrong and just grown and grown and grown. And they were just moving together, and the band was playing, and the girls had dirty feet and hairy armpits, and the guys wore dresses, and they had like feathers all over the fucking place, and everybody was spinning, and chicks were hula hooping, and I don't know why, everybody had this weird look in their eye, you know, and the light show was kick-ass, and the band wasn't doing anything but playing this great music, you know, and everybody was just deeply into it, and I can't remember the exact nature of the story of the song, but something was happening, you know, say for instance, somebody was like going up the mountain to find their friend or something, and then, but here's the thing that's different about Widespread Panic than their albums, is on the albums they have a solo and it just goes as long as normal ones do. But at the show, so they go up to the mountain, they're looking for the guy that they're trying to find, and then the one guy goes to the go, take it, you know. And well, this is a 40-minute thing now. He takes it for 40 fucking minutes. And I'm up on the top of the hill, I love it. I'm already dancing, but in my mind I'm thinking, I wonder if anybody else is wondering if they are still looking for that guy. And when he came back up to sing, I was like, there's no way anybody gives a shit if that guy's on that. And I don't care either, man. Even if you're not listening, you can read the lyrics when you get home. I think the most profound thing that music does is really gets people to move around. At the most best day, it gets people to make out. And if you can contribute to that with a poem, well, I love that. But I still think, man, when girls take their shoes off, music is really working. And that's the way I like it. And so I go and sit in the front row at Widespread, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Yonder Mountain String Band, and it's like a religious thing almost, you know. I should have said this a minute ago. In fact, I should add this now. If you take acid before you do this, it makes it so much, you should do that, right? It's a huge part of it, a huge part of it. I'll go so far as to recommend it. And then if you get in trouble, sue me. I don't give a rat's ass, I don't own that bus. This is all the shit you get. So try it. Guitar. So to make a short story long, but there's a point to this too. So I go to this shit all the time, and sometimes I get to go backstage, and a long time ago, I briefly got to meet David Schools, who plays bass for Widespread Panic, and I think is my generation's finest musician, you know. And about 2-3 years ago, I was at his house in San Francisco, and we were playing guitars together, and he volunteered to come to my show that night and play with me, and the crowd freaked out. Afterwards, I was just bubbling. It was so fun. And I said, man, that was fun. I hope we can do that again someday. And as he's walking out the door, he says, well, we can form a band or something. And boom, he's off into the night. And I immediately called my friend and was like, I think he said we could form a band. But I was trying to figure out, what the fuck am I going to do in the band? Because I sort of play guitar, you know? Like, I bet you there's somebody in here that plays guitar in a band that could explain right now to their girlfriend why I can't play guitar in a band. Well, I couldn't pull this off. It's a very different thing, you know? And then he was like, you'll sing. And I said, oh, man, no one had ever said that to me before in my life. And I thought, But the more I thought about it, I thought, if I went to a jam concert and the band was kicking ass and they were great, and it was clear that the singer had been chosen just simply on his enthusiasm, I wouldn't give a rat's ass. That's not out of me. You know, but so I said, shit, I'll do it, you know. So I take this job. Now I'm the lead singer in this band called the Hardworking Americans. I swear to God, I'm making a point. All we want is for people to dance. So, like, I don't ever say anything at the shows. I don't do anything. I stand there. It's the best. Because really, all I just have a 10-foot better seat than I had before. I can still take acid and make the gig happen. Well, I did one time in Los Angeles. They said no more. But I have since, and they don't know. But really, because then think about it. It's like on this, I talk a lot. I sing songs with long words. And in that band, I sing four lines, and then I go like this. For an hour, you know? And my point is that the band is all the guys in the band also have bands that they're in, and those bands are dance bands like our band. And so when their friends come to see that band, they're not surprised. When my friends come to see that band, which brings me to my point, sometimes they wait by the bus and say, "What the fuck was that?" I just paid $35 to hear you sing every once in a while, you know, and say fucking nothing, you know? And I don't know what to say about that, other than that when I get a chance to do these shows, because some one guy came up and said, "So this is what you're doing now, huh?" And I was like, "Well, I guess I should have said something." So now I am saying something, that if I'm lucky enough to get one of you guys out there to support that band, we have a lot of fun, and it's a dance thing, but I'll warn you, you know, in advance, that you know, I'm not going to be telling any stories or any of that shit. So if you're out there and you're like, "Well, fuck, this is bullshit," don't. I'm telling you now. If you start thinking, "Oh, so this is what he's doing now," I'm telling you right now that's just what I'm doing that night, you know. And you could probably too if you ask around, you know. And I just wanted to make that clear, that for as long as anybody's gonna be nice enough to sit and listen to me do this bullshit, I'm going to do it. And a sober driver, B-double-E-double-R-U-N-B-R-A. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the K-Pig Swine and Soiree dance. They wore baseball caps and khaki pants. They wanted cigarettes, and so to save a little money, they got one off these hippies that smelled kind of funny. And the next thing they knew, they were both really hungry and pretty thirsty too. B-double-E-double-R-U-N-B-R-A. B-double-E-double-R-U-N-B-R-A. All you need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N-B-R-A. Down this other store with the sign said their beer was coldest, they sent in Brad because he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. He walked over to where all those registers are. He laid his fake ID on the countertop. Clerk took the turn, he looked back up and he stopped and he said, "Son, I'm not going to call the cops, but I'm going to have to keep this card." The guys both took it really hard. Man, they took it hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-N-B-R-U-N. B-double-E-double-R-U-N-B-R-U-N. All you need is a 10 and a 5, car key and a sober driver, B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Found this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He said he was the guy from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him their cash, he bought him some brews. It was a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They were feeling so good, they should have been a crown. The crowd was perfect and the band was prime. And they made it back up front to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. All you Robin Earl fans of me say, "The road goes on forever and the party never ends." I may have told you this before, but since I'm already doing disclaimers, I get a lot of people say to me about this particular song, "You must be sick of that one, man, fuck." And no way, this is my favorite one. I do it at weddings. Although it's like a slower thing, you know. But I'm not shitting, man. I like this one. I think it's the deepest one I got to. I already played it a couple times today just for my own pleasure. And there's no way I could make up a song and then play it for a friend and then have a friend ask me to play it again and be like, "Nah, I'm doing it." I'm an old timer. I'm an old timer. It's too late for me to die young now. I'm an old timer. I survive and I'm trying to find a way to age like wine somehow.
new stuff is nothing like my old stuff was. And neither one of them means much when you compare it to one of the shows, which isn't going to be as good as that show you saw that made you bring your friend to this show. So help me God, I fucking already know. Signed their name up on the walls, in the backs of all these old beer joints and these concert halls. I've been through 7 managers, 5 labels, 1,000 picks and patch cables, 3 vans, a band, a bunch of guitar stands, and cans and cans and cans of beer, and bottles of booze and bags of pot, and 1,000 other drugs that I've forgotten. Lord, I thought that I'd be dead by now, but I'm not. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, here run. All you need is a 10 and 5, a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, here run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, here run. Spending the night watching the police lights shining down through the pouring rain. They had the manhunt that next morning like another night ever seen. I was only 8 years old at the time. I was watching on the TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now. The daylight had set in. That night they were shining that light back down on the mountain, not far away, yeah, from the city of roses. They all watched those lights up through the rain. D.B. Cooper. Exit roads and they turn loose all of their arm. They even dragged that river up a couple times to see if he had drowned. With all those men working overtime, they swore they'd bring him down. But a parachute and a few $100 is still all they've ever found. Not far away. Say that he got away, but then his girlfriend did him in. The lawmen say if he is out there someday, they're going to drag him in. As for me, I hope to never see old B.B. Cooper again. Not far away from the city of Rodale, they all watch those lights up. Thank you.
the very first show of my very first tour of my life is here. Yeah, let's just tell him. My friend Bubba came. Right there. That's my friend Bubba. He's from Texas, where they're all named Bubba. He used to manage a restaurant where I was the busboy, and we went to, I just learned a couple chords on the guitar, and we were all sitting down at the river, and I made up a song about being a busboy. And since he ran the restaurant, he decided that I had to run right back there and play it. And I never forgave him for that, really. But then that started off, you know, that started a tour that's still going.
This moment that I'm in right now, and nothing else at all. Play a train song, pull me one more round, make them leave my boots on. They lay me down. I am a runaway locomotive, mountain wall track
one I made up in
Greencastle, Indiana.
Yeah.
I was being held as a political prisoner there. And I was trying to find a way to make it sound like that with my one phone call. And I made up this. It rhymed better than it worked as a phone call. To lean back in handcuffs, like nine kinds of shame turned to rage. As a young man, I might have put up a fight, but I just feel like such a fool at my age. A lot of this trouble just finds me, you know. Don't seem to matter which way I turn. Symptom of heart disease is sudden death. It's like time stands still forever on you till it starts shaking around. It starts shaking around like some crazy old hooker on meth. And you know me, I can't take no preaching. I don't like it on Sunday or no other day. But I feel like I ought to be praying or something, and I have no idea what you'd say. I guess I'd say some of this trouble just finds me, I know. But most of this trouble I earn. How do you know if it's too late? I have learned nothing after all my years on this highway, but I will tell you something, friends and neighbors, I have been passed by, and I have passed by more than my share of cars. And I do remember back in my younger days when I was so certain that driving even faster was what it was that was going to get me far. So there ain't nothing left for me to learn here. No, there's just a half full or a half empty cup. Less than an ounce of possession shit. I can do that kind of time standing up. All this trouble just found me. Most of it goes. Tension in my office.
I've got tension and it's everywhere that I go. After the bad guy killed off all the underdeveloped characters, the good guy put a bullet right through his head. The screenwriter stood up and told us all the loose ends had been tied. He said justice is irrelevant, violent problems need violent solutions, because in America we like our bad guys dead, preferably after some kind of kick-ass car chase. Tension, tension, tension's all that I know. Oh, oh, I've got tension in my traffic, tension in my office, I've got tension in everywhere I go. Roped off all my problems and they point their fingers at addiction. I think it's because they know if you're the one doing the pointing, nobody's looking at you. But you know this war on drugs, it is funded by tobacco and alcohol companies. It's not what we're strung out on, it's not what drugs that we're strung out on they care about so much as who. People still dig drugs. I already told you I joined a jam band, right? Tension. 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 I got tension in my health food, I got tension in my exercise, tension in is everywhere that I go. When rock and roll first came around, it seemed like preachers all went crazy. Pretty soon though, that wasn't enough to get anybody in the door. So now they jump on any scandal that they can to try and save me. Because they know that I don't buy that bullshit about the devil's music anymore. Yeah. Gay people getting married. Ooh, shit. That's what scares people that just don't have shit all else to be scared of or even do, really. Tension. 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 If you ask somebody what 3 + 3 was, and then the person said 6, everybody would agree that that was the right and only right answer. But technically that's not true, because if you asked a 3-year-old kid that didn't know how to add what 3 + 3 was, and he said to you, I don't know, that would be equally correct of an answer as 6. It would be identically correct to say 6, if it was true. Anyway, I like to point that out because that's a great answer to a lot of heavy questions. I was walking up this hill until I saw a fortune-telling sign, and I wanted to get my fortune told. And on the way back down that hill, I made this up. About how much shit I don't know. Little gray clouds rolling over my head. I'm walking. walking up this hill to get my fortune read. I can still take this rejection, but man, it gets harder to do. Wish I could show you how you've hurt me in a way that didn't hurt you. Tennis shoes hanging from your telephone wire. Got a little money, I could get a little higher. I was alright with that for a while, but you know how that shit goes. Everything in moderation, including moderation, I suppose. Never did like the people where I was employed. They were always out to get me cause I'm paranoid. Now I'm working for myself, and that don't pay a lousy dime. What we are here to do is learn to forgive each other. I'll need some extra time. It's too soon to tell. Happy birthday, old Country Joe. I resolve to do the same thing I always do. Well, there's an overweight man with an overweight woman on the sofa watching TV. He's yelling his opinion at the television. She looks up from her food and agrees. They got two bumper stickers on their pickup truck. They keep the pickup parked outside. One sticker says, "What would Jesus do?" The other bumper sticker says, "The power of pride." I was thumbing through the stations on my own television when I came across this guy on a religious station singing this song that I'd written called "Somebody's Coming," and he sounded whiter than me somehow. It took me back in time through dwindling joy to when I was such a guilt-ridden Catholic boy. I'm evangelical agnostic now. That means I don't know what I'm doing here. And I don't think you do either. Now, Christians, don't walk out on me just yet. You know whose name I'm going to be yelling when I'm clutching my chest. The one my dad told me to and his told him to, and shit, I probably pray as much or more than you do. And believe, shit, I believe every word that I sing. But believing and knowing, those are two different things. And if we're talking about changing the way some stranger's whole life has to go, I believe this is where I would like to stick to what I know, which is nothing, you know. Nothing for sure, so just chill till the next episode. Now back to the lecture at hand. Seems like my neighbor wants to kill what he can't understand. I say, "You can't just kill what you don't understand." But I turn on my TV and say, "Oh yeah, you can. And we have since the dawn of man for countless gods, whose only real seeming plan is to see to it that clinging to life is our fate. And you've got to admit, man, life is pretty great, but shit, it is killing us. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy birthday, old Country Joe. I resolve to do what I always do. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not hurting you. If life is anything, it's embarrassing. A rusty nail through a careless shoe. You can't help but sit around and wonder sometimes why there's never anything that the nail can do. Or think about how unfair it is that the shoe is just going where it has to go too. If you ain't that fucking kid out walking around in a field full of nail, you're just gonna do what you're born to do. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy birthday, old Country Joe. I resolve to do what I always do, and I've only ever made it by a day or two. That is 1, 2, 3, whatever we fight for. Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next time it'll be a damn. Out the window of his car in a nice suit, yelling at who'd ever given him his food. I was behind him in my car wondering what could have gone so fucking wrong with some food. My God. Then I pulled up. After this guy left, I pulled up, I looked in the window, and I was immediately overwhelmed with sympathy for that wealthy old man in that car that looked so nice, because that kid looked like he had his whole life ahead of him. And this other guy that had all this stuff was heading back to wherever he goes. That winds him up like that. And I thought, man, I was thinking to myself as I was getting my taco, you know. I didn't even check it. And I'm thinking, man, I don't know what it, like, if whatever it is that cat's doing all day, if Whatever you're doing all day to get the shit you have turns you into a complete dick by five. You don't have that shit. And the people that are sharing it with you know that you don't have it either. And they just go over there and they laugh at your fucking jokes. I don't care. A dick is a dick, man. Oh, I was wondering to myself on the way back to my house, what kind of day you could have that would turn you into that person that would get that angry about a taco at a kid. And I imagined in my day, this guy's day unfolding, and I started thinking of these words. I thought, okay, this could be a song about this guy's day. And then by the time I got back, I had made up all the words, and then I made up these chords on the guitar.
Yeah.
Well, I took chords from songs I know, and actually, I didn't even switch them around at all. And I don't know if you noticed, but if that same guitar player I mentioned earlier could tell you, all this shit is Johnny B. Goode. I've played it 9 times in a row, and I'm about to do it again. They named that goddamn kiss-ass handleman Vice President of Human Resources or something. He stood up and made a speech about how we would all have to work even harder now. I thought, harder now? Harder at what? I'd give anything to get up and walk out of here, but I'm stuck on the corner. Forever if she doesn't ride in a rag top. Her and her mother spend my money pretty much nonstop. They're trying to break us for the sake of our neighborhood. They need everybody up and down our street to know we're doing good. We're stuck on the corner. My parents made me cause they said it would be practical. I can't make my kid do a goddamn thing I tell him to. That kid's an unrepentant radical. He is as unimpressed by these plaques in my cubicle as I am secretly impressed with his ability to look at everything so completely irresponsibly. I'm stuck on the corner.
Money out of paper, paper out of trees.
back up in the wood of money evergreen.
I would buy a car and drive as far away. Of course, you know
that I have got this debt to pay to society. Honey, wait for me. With good behavior, I'll be out in 7 years. Don't worry over me, you're shedding any tears. I've learned a lot in here, baby. And I know what a chance I blew. Oh, a chance I blew. The next time I won't make the same mistake. I'll shoot the camera out too. All kinds of things that you can do.
Kid in Australia that heard it and thought I was promoting guns and violence. And my first thought was, fuck that kid. When am I gonna go to Australia? I don't give a shit. It'll take 2 days to get down there. But then I heard it again and thought it makes sense. And that's when I added, don't shoot guns. Don't be violent. Look at that. It's actually, don't shoot guns. Don't be violent. Came up with this story called In the Beginning. Starts real pretty like that. In the beginning, man wondered to himself, why am I here? And yet with each asking of this question, that answer would become even less and less clear. Overwhelmed by fear, distractions would take its place. And so it was probably in the world's first shelter that we began a human race. A human race to fill up more and more empty space. Oh, how we love the human race. Hill, one day, this one guy said to this other guy, he said, man, have you seen that guy over there? Seems like he's got more than everybody else has got. To me, that doesn't seem fair. Well, the second guy agreed with the first guy. Everybody else did too. They all got so worked up that they figured they knew what they needed to do. They would divide all that guy's things up among each other after they had killed him, of course. For they could see no real good reason not to just take whatever they wanted by force. But when they found him, he said, hey, wait a minute, fellas. I wouldn't kill me just now. You can see that I got more than you ever got. Wouldn't you first at least like to know how? And with that, he had their attention. And with that, he went on loud and clear. He said, you all know how long that we've always wondered, why? Why are we even here? Well, today I'm going to tell you all about that. I'm going to teach you all about suffering and bliss. And I'm going to teach you all a little bit about a heaven and a hell and a God that gave me all this. God gave me all this because I'm humble. And he can do the same for you too. But if you are seeking his love and affection, oh, this is the last thing that I would do. You see, God sends killers to hellfire, both now and eternally. The good live forever in a beautiful heaven. God told me this personally. So unless you want suffering and heartache, unless you want trouble and fear,
You better find some kind of way to humble yourself. May I suggest helping me clean up a little bit around here? Of course, I could pay you just a little bit of money for it, but more importantly, God would see. He would see that you had worked humbly for something, and he might give you as much as he's given to me. Well, nobody knew what to do with that information, nor could they prove that it was not true. And since he had what everybody else thought they wanted, it seemed like the thing to do. And with that, we've rolled into the future. And ain't it a son of a bitch to think that we would still need religion to keep the poor from killing the rich?
Blue, double wide, blue.
really appreciate how kind you have been to me tonight, and every time I come to town, please don't forget to tip your bartenders and your waitresses this evening. We're working so hard for you. We're down to the end. If tomorrow never comes, I will give a damn. If tomorrow never comes, I ain't gonna be afraid to meet my maker just the way that I am. Can't prove anything, but one thing's true. If you can steal from me, I can steal from you. I say any kind of heaven we all don't get in won't seem like heaven to me. They tell you that the Garden of Eden was perfect, but you couldn't even eat off that apple tree. And for heaven's sake, you have to watch that snake lying to your woman constantly. Adam must have scratched his head, looked up and said, Lord, yeah, this is doing it for me. If tomorrow never comes, I won't give a damn. If tomorrow never comes, I'm not gonna be afraid to meet my maker just the way I am. You can't do anything until tomorrow never comes. Tonight I'll have to do. I don't ever claim to know what's going on around here. Don't even know where I'm from. I know where I'm going when I get where I'm going, what I'm doing when I get done. They tell me I'm forgiven if I have to be. I say permission ought to come so easily. I'm piling cores up underneath this apple tree. I'm singing, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Tonight is all I got. Well, if tomorrow never comes, I don't wanna be afraid to meet my maker just the way that I'm not. You can't do anything and then you die. If I judge the judgmental, man, what am I? Either way, I'm never got it. I've ever tried not to be. I want everything just as good as it gets. And I have learned nothing but that there is another sunrise coming for me, all but one of the times that it sets. And if tomorrow never comes, that won't ever come. If tomorrow never comes, I guess tomorrow never comes. If we were all good people, we could work in perfect rhythm. If worms had daggers, birds wouldn't fuck well. Yeah, I could have come up with an ending if somebody from Australia would have sent me an idea for an ending to that one. Anyway, I always have a good time here. I'm grateful to get to be here with you. I want to leave you with my favorite song to sing people. Go like this. May some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you. She's always cooking up something when I'm feeling down. She knew just what to say to pull me through. Looking like Booker T and the MG song. There was nothing that my baby couldn't do. Not to change the subject, but have you seen my shoes? I think I left them here the last time I played. Sometimes I feel like all I ever get to do is lose. Sometimes I feel like I've got it made. May some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you. People say that life is precious and that we have to make the most of it, but nobody's ever proven either one of those things. And if you stand up and you look at the long and the short of it, what else is there to do but sing? I like to sing. May some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you. town that is dreaming of growing up to be a bum. I didn't think that you did, but we both know how. That's just exactly what some will become. Enough about me. Huh. Let's talk about you for a minute. All right, now maybe that's enough. Getting back to me. You know my all-time favorite movie's always been that one where those two cops who cannot stand each other, later under pressure, they learn to work together. They become really good partners, even better friends. Then that one cop says something funny and then the movie ends. May some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you. Oh, may some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune. Bitch, I tell you, some people can't take no for an answer. Some people can't even take yes for an answer. I can't say for sure how I ended up here this evening, but if I had to guess, I would get. And it seemed like the right thing at times. Everything seemed like the right thing at the time. I tell you, when I found myself in possession of these car keys, I just naturally assumed that I could drive.
It's
Yeah, I know this feeling must be strange. Please don't take it so badly. The Lord knows that I'm to blame. But if I would stay here with you, you still remember?